Bringing it home with Sarah and Tennille. Sarah, here we are, 2024.
That is so wild. And is this year six? Because we just had a birthday.
Oh my goodness, this is amazing. Here we are, year six. How exciting is this?
It's wild to look back and think, wow, our little podcast is beginning year six. It's really exciting, and I
Just
cannot wait to
peaked.
see what,
Oh,
2024 brings.
definitely. That was Billie Eilish. What Was I Made For? And if anybody's familiar with the Barbie movie, I know millions and millions of people are. That's where that song is from. And so that's a pretty deep question to ask ourselves right here at the beginning of the year, don't you think?
Yes, you're not holding back any punches with the song choices already.
No, we're going all the way in early this year. But one of the things that some of us struggled with were trying to get back to, whatever normal is after the holidays. We had to come back to work.
Right. Yeah, we both had 2 weeks off,
You had to get the kids, going again. And
Yeah.
so, one of the things that we want to talk about is making our weekends a little bit more vacation-like, because we don't want to spend the whole year waiting for Christmas vacation.
No, you're right. We need to be intentional about, making, our weekends valuable and fun.
Yes, and that's a long ways away. We don't want to have to wait that long.
No,
So
right.
there are benefits to having vacations. Let's just start by saying that. And I know you have some of the ways that vacations actually benefit.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I mean, it leads to better health. It leads to better and more creativity because you come back and you're rested, and you may have got some things on the back burner that you've been mulling over that you're ready to jump in with. A better job performance, you're rested, you're ready to do some stuff, and honestly, it just leads to overall better life satisfaction. You're helping yourself find that balance between work and downtime.
And I can see the better health thing too, because you're relieving stress. And we know stress leads to all kinds of different, conditions and things like that. But I
Absolutely.
have a statistic. I know you're not surprised. First
Shocking.
statistic of 2024 is happening right now. So only 48% of U.S. workers take their vacation time from work.
Yeah, that's crazy. You and I don't fall into that.
Man, we ain't in the 48%, and we don't understand that. But for whatever
No.
reason, people are not taking their time off.
I think people sometimes feel guilty about being off, or
I
like,
don't feel guilty about being off.
well, I don't either. Or, I don't want to, I don't want to take off because nobody else can do this. Or when I get
Yes.
back, it's just so much I got to deal with. There's a lot of reasons people don't, but no, you and I are firm believers in taking a break every now and then.
Yes. And luckily, we have some built-in breaks that come along every few days, and we call those weekends. So we're going to talk a little bit now about how we can use those weekends a little bit better and make them be mini vacations.
I'm liking this.
Yes,
All
I love it. And I think the
right.
first thing we need to do is be vocal about our intentions. When the weekend comes and, when it's Friday afternoon, people know I'm not cooking anything. Okay. That is
Right.
my break time.
Yeah.
I'm not doing anything, probably not cleaning up. I don't do much of anything on Friday afternoons. So,
Well,
one of the
everybody's
things
tired.
that, I'm tired from the week and I need to rejuvenate. So, learn to say to yourself, this is my break time. Say it out loud.
That's right. And say it to the people that are in your circle too,
Oh,
like
that's harder. That's
it is.
harder.
But yeah, like being vocal with yourself and others, like, okay, tonight, like you said, I'm not cooking. We're getting pizza, or everybody's on their own tonight for dinner, or Saturday morning, I'm not getting up and cleaning all day. We're gonna go do X, Y, and Z. But saying it out loud and sharing it with the people in your circle so that, you know, people can respect your boundaries. You're really setting yourself some boundaries and
And
others'
you know
boundaries.
what's tough for me to do is to not make breakfast on a weekend, on a Saturday morning, and I
Right.
want to like sleep in. I feel guilty if I don't get up and make breakfast because that's the only time I have to cook a full breakfast.
Yeah, I understand that for sure. Maybe make it brunch, girl. Put it off a couple hours and make it brunch and enjoy it.
Exactly. So communication comes into play because you're saying we need to let
Yes.
those around us know that, you know, it's my downtime. I'm not going to be doing this. I'm not going to be checking work emails at that time. So you might not hear back from me,
Yeah.
or you might hear back from me on Monday about this.
Yes. And there's nothing wrong with that. You're just setting boundaries. You got to protect your space, you know?
Right. So what about the stuff we have to get done, though?
Right. And we don't want people to think we're saying, hey, don't worry about that, because there are things, you know, that around your house that need to be done, you know, and you
Yes.
don't want to just put them off forever because then it becomes a mountain. But designate times to do those kinds of things on the weekend. You know, if you've got laundry or if you have kids that are active in weekend events, you know, set times to do that. You know what time their game is or their practice is. So, hey, this Saturday from 10 to 12, we're going to be at the soccer field. But that afternoon, you know, we've been wanting to go try this new restaurant. That's what we're going to do.
Now
You know,
you
so
have to do this because you do have kids that are involved in stuff on the weekends. So I guess you have
yeah.
to mentally, I'm sure you don't like, you know, strategically plan, but in your mind, you've
Right.
got to plan your times when you're going to do things.
No, you're exactly right. And you'll text me and be like, what you got going on? And then I'll text you back and you're like, girl, you never get a break, you know? I mean,
Right.
but it's in, like you're saying, in my mind, I have it kind of blocked off. And then this is what we're doing. This is what we're doing. So the dishes will get done here. Or, you know, hey, my kids are old enough now where everybody can help. So that's also a benefit. But, you know, designate times to do things so you can enjoy the downtime you do have. So,
Yes.
you know.
And you know, one thing we want to encourage people to do, if you have to check your work email. Now, I'm one of those people, Sarah. When I go on vacation and I'm gone for a week, there is no way I can ignore my work emails for that long. So I actually designate a time each day that I read my work emails because I'm so scared something's going to happen and I'm not going to know about it. And it causes me stress not to check it.
Right.
So I check it. I don't respond, but I do read it, but I designate a certain time for that. So can I do
Right.
that same thing on the weekends?
Of course, of course. That's setting your own boundaries. I mean, just like when I take off for a week or so, I put that automatic reply up like, hey, look, I'm
Like,
not going
forget
to
about
be
it. You won't hear from me till I get back.
right. Because, you know, you do wonder if you don't hear from somebody 3 or 4 days later, like, oh, so that way they at least know, hey, you know, I'm not here right now, but I may check my email later, but you will hear from me when I return, that kind of
Yes.
thing.
Yes.
So, no, and I think if that helps you not be stressful on your weekend then or your vacation, then you need to do that.
Now, I know a lot of our listeners, they have kids pretty much 24/7 when they're not at school. You know, they're single parents, some of them have a spouse that work a separate shift, and so they have the
Right.
major responsibility for the kids. Some have husbands that farm, and so they have responsibilities, you know, beyond the normal work hours. So they have kids, and it's harder for you to find vacation time to yourself when you have the kids all the time. So you have to really
Right.
look out for vacation-y type things that speak to kids and families. And I know it's winter right now, but you know, during the warm weather, there are a lot of opportunities for that. You know, you've got local pools and water parks and lots of outdoor things to do. But there are also things to do while the weather is not great. You know, there are
Oh, absolutely.
museums and library activity. I know the library is one of your favorite places to go.
It is. I love to read, and my kids, well, one of my kids especially enjoys reading, but you know, that's an outing, and you know, it's a good place to go that I can come home and still be vacationing because I can drift off into one of my books, you know. There's also a lot of our towns and even towns in near proximity to where we live have museums and things like that, or you know, attractions that we could go to when it's cool or raining or whatever. And then my family, even in the winter, if it, you know, one of those sunny, warmer winter days, we're gonna go outside and we may go for a walk or something. We'll go to the park even in the winter if the weather's good.
Yeah. So involving the kids in your weekend vacation, you know, that's a good way to really just kind of enjoy yourself, take a mental break from the stress, play. Adults need to play. Play is important for adults. And so there's no better way to play than to get involved with something your kids are doing.
That's
Throw the
right.
ball around outside, like you said, on those sunny days, or, you know, race your kids or do something silly.
Just get out of the house.
Get out of the house and do something fun. Yes.
So, you know, there may be time though, if, as adults, like if whether you're in a couple relationship or you're single, like you still want to do something adult-ish or on
Oh,
your own.
yes.
You know, so if you have access to a babysitter, that's great. Or you may have, you know, kids that you have an older sibling that could take care of the little ones. But that's an opportunity for you to kind of do a vacation thing where you go out to eat with friends or with your spouse or partner or yourself. You know, sometimes it's nice to be by yourself or to go to the gym or to get that massage that you've been wanting.
People
You
do
know.
things like that when they go on real vacations. I mean, we like to go out to eat, and some people like to get pampered when they go on massages. You know, other people, they still like that gym routine or taking some kind of class. You know, there are all kinds of things from pottery to painting to just a dance, anything that you want to do that's out of the ordinary, but it's something you want to do, not have to do.
Or
That's
even
a stress relief.
classes your local UT Extension office may be offering, you
Oh,
know? There's a
yes,
lot of
different kinds of
opportunities for
classes that you can
education
take.
or hobby, whatever.
So, you know, that's a way for you to just kind of get away from the norm.
Yes, exactly. I think we have to think too, though, Tennille, about like, let's be real, there are some barriers that keep us from doing these things. And I'm not just tired talking about being tired, you know. But money is definitely one for sure. You know, we've listed massage and going out to eat and hiring a babysitter. Well, that takes money, you know. And that may not be something that even, you know, any of us can do right now. You know, we just had an expensive month and things like that. So I think it's important to find those free things to do. Like I keep coming back to like the library and events offered in your community that are free, those kinds of things. Or, you know, a lot of movie theaters have like cheaper matinee times and stuff like that. So, you know, look for those opportunities that are free or that are less expensive. You know, those things that we can do.
Yeah, you're right. Because when we hear vacation, we think, well, I don't have the extra money. It's January. But you're absolutely right. We have to think out those things that are no cost or low cost that we can do and enjoy those. And, you know, you mentioned lack of time. You know, we are busy. We're trying to cram a lot into small weekends, but you might have to skip something. Let something else wait so that you can have some vacation time. You know, you really need to mop the floors. Just kind of put that off for a little while. Like you said, you can't put it off forever, but, you know, make that time to mentally relax, and just deal with the other stuff that you have to deal with a little bit later. Or if you're like me, I relax better once I deal with what I need to deal with. You know, I don't relax well when I've still got a bunch of things on my to-do list. So my MO is to get my to-do list checked off, and then I can relax.
No, I'm with you. Like it's hard to just chill when if I look around and the living room is a mess or there's a pile of laundry that needs to be folded. Like I'm with you. I'd rather just get up and get that done and then I can enjoy the rest of the time I've got for sure. I think another option too, we've kind of touched on this a little bit, is to, if money or time is an issue, Like, take a day and be a tourist in your own area. I mean, aren't there places where you live that you've never been that other people like come to the area?
Oh yeah. There's a lot of places I hadn't been that people talk about, that people come from other cities and states to visit in
Right.
my city, and I haven't even gone.
Yeah. So, if you just need to get out of the house, take a drive and go do one of those things. Or you and I, like, we are kind of little foodies. Like, we love to eat at different places. Well, hey, there may be a new restaurant that I haven't been to that everybody's talking about. Or, I think about when you took me and a friend of ours to eat brunch at that brunch spot in Jackson that I'd heard about but just hadn't been to. Man, I would have missed out on some good food.
Going places for the first time and just taking time out. One thing I did, and I used to live in Nashville. Our viewers that know me,
Right.
know that, listeners. But I recently, last year, went on a double-decker bus tour of Nashville and saw it as a tourist. And I had never done anything like that. And so these sites that I was, used to going by all the time and streets that I had walked on and things like that, I saw them differently riding with tourists.
Right.
And listening to some of the narration, I learned some history that I didn't know. So you may learn some things about your community if you look at it a little bit differently. So, if you want to spare a few dollars, you can do like a guided walking tour if you're in a larger city, or a bus tour. And that may be another way to look at it, like a tourist. But I absolutely agree with going out of your way to try to, eat different places, because I can think about my house where I live, and in every direction from my house, there is a neat spot to go and eat
Oh
that's
yeah.
not a chain. It's just really unique. And
Yeah. And then you get to meet like local people and there may be little places to visit in that area that you can drive to that are free or whatever, kind of just make a day date out of it for sure.
So we've talked about going all these places. Now, there may be some people listening that are saying, on my weekends, I don't want to go run to all these places. I run and do this commute all week long, and I just
Right.
want to be still.
I mean,
So
I'm that person sometimes.
what do we have? Yes, I'm definitely that person a lot of times. What do we have for those people? Because they still need a mental vacation.
Honestly, Tennille, I'm going to say do whatever activity refreshes you the best. Is that a nap? Is that maybe taking a long bath? Or for me, it would be reading,
Oh, I'm with the bath and the nap. I'm already
like.
there.
I would love nothing more than to curl up on a cold day with my favorite blanket and a good book and the fire going. Man, I will feel like I am on vacation. Binge watching a show or catching up on your favorite series you haven't been able to see. Those can be little vacations for us at home. You never have to leave your house. If it refreshes you and you feel invigorated by it, then go for it.
Try a new recipe. Some people love to
Yeah.
try recipes, and who has time during the week to try a random recipe? Maybe it's not something that you feed your family for dinner, but it's something you want to try. The weekend is a good time for you to, try
Yeah.
that.
And a lot of people do find peace and relaxation in the kitchen,
Yes, they
so,
do.
or
They
if you
do.
have a creative outlet, if you like to paint or sew or crochet or whatever, find time to do that. It's important because it makes you feel better.
And I think all of this is a good place to start at the beginning of the year. If you're not taking time out to enjoy your weekends and you find that you are living for vacation time, let's switch that up a little bit and start taking advantage of, this time that we do have off work. It's not all or nothing, Sarah. So if we don't have an entire day to dedicate to any of these activities, we can grab an hour or two here and there,
Oh,
right?
that's exactly right. Yes. And don't feel any pressure to like fill the day,
That is stressing me out more trying to fill
I
all
know.
day.
If I can steal away a couple of hours and get lost in a book, then I have succeeded at taking a little mini vacation.
So.
Yes.
And if this coming weekend is just too busy for you and you don't get a chance to kind of, sneak off and do something you love, the good news is another vacation is just a few days away. If you look
That's
at it
exactly
like that, we get 52 built-in vacations. How
I
about
love
that?
it. That is a really good way to look at it.
It's a wonderful way to look at it. We've just got to learn how to enjoy them because we already know it's better health, it's better job performance, and it's better life satisfaction. So
That's
those are
so
things we
true.
want.
And we need to be intentional about it. And, time is something we can't get back. So
No,
we
we
need
can't. So
to
2024 is
spend
here,
it well.
Sarah, and we are in year six. We're kicking off year six of bringing it
We
home.
are.
And I'm excited. I hope our listeners are excited for what we're going to bring them this year. So stay tuned to what we're doing. And in the words of Bob Marley, now I know that he knew how to make his weekends feel like vacations.
I'm sure I could if I lived that on the beach like
Well, yeah, I mean, every day would feel like a vacation, but
that.
he would want us to live the life we love.
And love the life we live.
See you later.